Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. Remember our guest, Melinda Paleta? She is a woman
wears many hats. And now, the hospitality expert is back to speak with us about the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest, right after our musical selection.
Here is another great one, our songbird Mariah Carey with Vision of Love.
Treated me kind, sweet destiny, carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believe somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. Vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me.
Friends, remember our guest Melinda Paleta, the hospitality expert slash chef slash media personality slash owner of Basil and Sage? Well, guess what? She is back, and she is back to talk about one of her many endeavors, the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest. So today will be a lovely mix of conversation. I shall call it entrepreneurship dipped in sweet hospitality. So, about the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest. Now, Hamilton's Food and Drink Fest is a weekend of fun and entertainment for food lovers and beverage connoisseurs all over, okay? Now, this past year,
2022 will make 14 years that they have been serving the community with this festival and giving all of Hamilton and their visiting friends the unique opportunity to sample, sip, and savor a variety of local wines, craft beers, chef-inspired foods from restaurants, breweries, and wineries all over Ontario. It really is a culinary experience for all participating guests, and it's great for vendors too to showcase their products and their service to the wider community. We can attest to that as we were vendors at this past festival in 2022. Mm-hmm. And really, from our perspective, the festival is about bringing community together, right? For a fun and safe weekend. Melinda, good morning. Thanks for being here again and allowing us to pick our brain.
That's okay. The festival is actually not put on by myself and my my hospitality endeavors. It's actually put on by Oakport Media.
Yes.
Who has been working in the community for many, many, many years, putting on events. Right. I collaborated with them. And it's been an awesome ride ever since.
Right. So we know that but it's still one of your endeavors because you still give your heart and your time to it. So that's what I meant. But I was going to get to the question about what you do. So you're going to, yeah, I think you always know what I'm thinking. We're on the same frequency. Okay. So we know this year was the 14th year of the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest, but this is what we all want to know. How did it all start 14 years ago? Was it Mike Ferrick and his family that like sat down by the campfire and said, we could get this community around this event? It would be great for businesses. How did it start?
No, it started, I believe it started by another company. Mm-hmm. And then they just decided to bow down and Oakport Media took it over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With great anticipation.
Yes.
And said, let's do this, because they didn't want to see the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest disappear. It's been such a staple in Hamilton for so many years. Mm-hmm. That we just said, we don't want to see it go. We want to continue it.
Yeah.
And again, with the pandemic that took place, it was a little difficult to keep putting it on with the closures and we can't do this and we can't do that. So when we were told we could put it on, we were jumping for joy.
Well, I know that Mike and his family, they're about community, so it's a good fit, and hats off to all of you, you know, that saw the gem in this and said, no, we have to keep it going. So that's really great that you continue that, because sometimes you see so many good initiatives just die out, you know. And you need the right people to keep them going. So I think that's fantastic.
Our team is, we're go-getters. We love the community. We love Hamilton. We love working with the restaurants, the breweries, the wineries. Mm-hmm. And we love what we do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great because it helps to build awareness for brands to the surrounding community too. And I imagine there has to be a lot of engagement, as you said, with the culinary vendors. Now, how do you guys choose the vendors every year? Is it on a first come, first serve basis? Or is it a matter of, oh, hey, they're doing something new and different, let's invite them to see?
Well, yeah. We send out our notices about, I'm going to say, 6 months prior to the event, just to say, these are the dates, here's what's happening. Mm-hmm. The vendors will get a hold of us and say, we want in. So to that extent, it is a first come, first serve basis. Mm-hmm. They pick where they want to be in the location, your booths and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we go from there. But we also welcome new and upcoming restaurants, wineries, breweries. I'm always on the lookout for new restaurants opening up and new breweries, new wineries. What's new? What's hot? What's the newest trend? Mm-hmm. So I bring it back to the team. We collaborate. We talk. We say, okay, should we do this? Should we do that? And just constantly making the events an experience, because that's really what it's all about. It's about the experience of coming and seeing and enjoying and getting your taste buds really, really excited.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so here's the question. And like, I know when it came to situating us vendors and making sure that we had all that we needed when we needed it, you're basically like head cook and bottle washer. But what exactly do you do for the festival, Melinda? Like, what's your task? Tell us.
My task? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long list, Julia. Mm-hmm.
I know, as usual.
My task is to be in contact with the restaurants, the wineries, the breweries, as well as the team. Mm-hmm. And we go over the menu. I go over what they're going to serve, what their booth is going to look like. I make sure when they do get to the festival that everybody is mainly taken care of. So I'm kind of the floor manager, mm-hmm. but it's not just me on the floor, Julia. There's a ton of people behind the scene as well that make the event what it is. Mm-hmm. And we do our best.
Yeah, I know that. I know that to be true. You know what? I'll tell you a review that I got from a shopper. One of the shoppers came to our booth, and I remember it was an older lady, probably around 62, around that. And she said to us, you know, I'm seeing businesses like yours and that are great that I had no idea that existed. And she says, like, every year she loves coming to the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest because so many times there are new restaurants and new breweries that she learns about through the festival, right? Yeah. So so it's just a win-win-win all around. But what would you say is the best part for you in being a part of the festival? Is it when it's over and it was a success, or what's the part that you love the most about
it? I'm going to tell you, Julia, I love all aspects mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a people person, mm-hmm. so I love interacting with all the businesses. Mm-hmm. I love interacting with the team and getting the festival going. Mm-hmm. I love when I'm in the eye of the storm and I'm on the floor and I'm just making sure everybody's good, everybody has what they need.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it behind it as well.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You have to love what you do in order for you to really make one of these events take place.
Yes.
And since I joined Oakport Media, it has been, I've learned mm-hmm. and I enjoy it and the team enjoys it because there's so many aspects of this festival that needs to be attended to.
Yes.
That nobody really understands the behind the scenes or what makes it tick or who do we contact or what's happening. So as a guest, which I attended the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest as a guest for many years, mm-hmm. now I'm behind the scenes and now I understand how the whole circle kind of comes together.
It comes
so
together.
As far as what's the best part, I'm going to honestly tell you, I love all of it.
Yeah, I can see that. And it shows, Melinda. It shows that you do love all of it. Because I remember when I was there, someone said, have you seen Melinda? Do you know what Melinda looks like? I said, believe me, when you see her, you'll know it's her. She has walkie-talkies and cords and she's attending to people. So you know it's Melinda when you see Melinda.
For real. But again, it's all about the experience. That's what a lot of what Oakport Media does. It's all about the marketing, the experience, the engagement, the whole thing of just putting this whole event together and making it such an experience for everybody to come. Because again, it's been a staple in Hamilton for so many years. Mm-hmm. We want to keep that going, and make it better and grow with it and pick up on the new trends and the new things that are happening to engage with new clients coming and new mm-hmm. restaurants attending. So we work hard.
Yeah, I know that. But you know what? Another benefit of vendors, not only to showcase their products or their service, but a benefit that I found is a lot of insight when customers came up to my table and like they would tell us what they wanted us to do next or where they think that we should be next. just by listening to people, you know, and that was golden, because you'll never get you get those interactions, but few and far between. But when you have 10 different people come up and 8 of them say the same thing, that's really good insight. It's invaluable to small businesses. So.
Yeah. And that's a very good point too, because a lot of customers will come and say, where can I buy the product? Or where can I see you next? Or will you be here next year? Or what's, you know, that it's important to, again, engage with people that are coming to the show so they understand what they're there for, what you're, you know, selling and trying to market and taking it from there.
Yeah, exactly. Eyes and ears. Well, I have a question for you guys. And I thought about this, you know, after being at the Hamilton Food and Drink. It was so good. Why would you guys consider having a Hamilton Food and Drink Fall Fest? I mean, can you imagine all the warm, cozy, cheesy meals and warm pumpkin drinks that would come out of that? Like pumpkin spice everywhere, tarts and pies.
Yeah, we have a lot of things in the works.
Yeah.
But I cannot divulge any information at this time.
No worries. But that's worth a maybe.
That, and you're absolutely right. All I'm going to say is, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right.
So we're not done yet. We'll be right back after our break. And here is another great song by the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones. You know what they say about Rolling Stones, right? Well, it doesn't apply to them, as they sure gathered a whole lot of moss with this one. Here is Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
I can't get no.
tell us a little bit more about Oakport Media. Like, I know Mr. Ferrick, Mike, and his son now is very involved. Andrew, tell us more about Oakport Media and what else you guys have going on other than the food and drink fest.
Okay, well, Oakport Media is a marketing company. We engage with different things that that the company does to again bring the community together and get different businesses out. Mm-hmm. And get them out into the community and let everybody know about them. Mm-hmm. We do social media, we do printing, mm-hmm. And the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest, which I can honestly say that I'm heavily involved with. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, again, just interacting with different companies, different people that want to get the word out, mm-hmm. People that need, you know, their social media pumped up, or they need printing needs for that matter, menus, photography.
Awesome.
I mean, you name it, Oakport Media will put it together for you. That's awesome. We're marketing specialists. That's what we do.
You know, just to think of it, since you guys are in hospitality, lots of you have background in the culinary world too. I think you guys would be perfect for, like, say, chefs that want to start their own business. There's a lot of times you see them, they have really great recipes, or they want to fix a brochure, you know. Like, that would be, I think that's a fantastic for you guys, because it's such a fit, because you know about the food and culinary world, okay. you know about presentation and hospitality. So I think that would be a really great fit for you guys too.
That's what we tell a lot of the vendors that sign on. We're mm-hmm. We're not just doing a festival mm-hmm. of food and culinary experiences. We also do so many other things. Mm-hmm. So we like that 365 engagement. We don't just want everybody to sign up for the festival and say, okay, yeah, thanks, see you next year. Mm-hmm. We want to keep that engagement going. We want to keep that 365 hopping with everybody, so they call us up and say, well, you know, we're doing our new menus, mm-hmm. can you guys help us with this? Of course.
Yes.
We need social media done, can you help us with that? Of course we can.
Fantastic.
That's the whole basis of it. It's a full circle, Julia.
Full circle. Yeah. I see that. Wow. That's right. Amazing. So yeah.
And whatever, mm-hmm. whatever our vendors or customers need, mm-hmm. we work with each one individually. We don't just say, well, we've got this and we do this and, you know, that's it. No. You guys tell us. You need menus done, we'll get the menus. You need the printing done like this, we help you with that. We help you grow your business as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys also do the Burlington Winter Beer Fest too, right?
We do the Winter Beer
yes.
Fest.
Yes.
You go, Julia. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We do. And again, we interact with many breweries mm-hmm. All over the Southern Ontario. Mm-hmm. And we do the same thing we do for Hamilton Food and Drink Fest. We do the same for the Burlington Beer Fest as well.
Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. And the live music, I loved him. It was really well done. So yeah, that was good.
I'm going to tell you, Oakport Media, we really do take our job seriously. Mm-hmm. We want to give that marketing experience to everybody that attends any shows mm-hmm. that we do. We want them to come back. We want them to get to the experience of it. It's all about, you know, arriving and from start to finish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The work ethic is fantastic. So tell us, how can businesses get involved with the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest, with Oakport Media? Tell us again, the first of all, tell us the dates for Hamilton Food and Drink Fest and how businesses can get involved and follow you guys. Tell us.
Well, we're just now mm-hmm. narrowing down our Food and Drink Fest dates for next year. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the website, foodanddrinkfest.com. Mm-hmm. You can send an email, melinda@oakportmedia.com. And there's a telephone number as well, which is kind of zinged my head, so please don't put that in there.
Is it on the website? It's on the website?
It is on the website, okay. Too, yeah.
All right.
And then for the Burlington Beer Fest, we're just coming down with those dates as well. So again, you can go to Burlington Beer Fest, winterburlingtonbeerfest.com and see how that is. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And any vendor that wants to sign up for any of these events, get in touch with us, because as soon as we narrow down the dates, which will actually be probably by the end of this week, Julia,
or
next week, we fill up fast. So we want to get it filled and get everybody locked in and make a great event.
Well, I'll throw my straw in the hat again. So hopefully, tell us again though, how say a chef or anyone period, but I know some chefs that they want to start their own business. They don't know how to start. Tell us how they can get in touch with Oakport Media.
For chefs to get into the business?
Right, because they need help with some of the business strategies. So they need help with the social media. They need help with their website. They need help with their flyers. They need help with their menus. And a lot of them, they have the real estate of, you know, the knowledge, but they just don't know how to go about doing it. And I think Oakport Media would be a fantastic guide.
Okay.
Because you're not just business people, you're actually culinary arts people in the business world. So,
well, Oakport Media is more of a, Oakport Media is a marketing company. So we can help with the marketing needs of that company getting started.
Right.
But if you'd like to send an email, send it to, again, melinda@oakportmedia.com. Mm-hmm. And we will set anybody up with anything they need and help them with their business structure as much as we can. Absolutely. Okay.
Great. Well, go ahead.
We're all trying to make it.
Say again, sorry.
I said, we're all out there trying to make it, Julia.
Yeah. And we have to bring each other along, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the way to do it. We need each other. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
A friend of mine who is from Kingston, not Kingston, Jamaica, Kingston, Ontario, about the food and drink fest. And she said to me, well, are they only going to have people from Hamilton? Like, will my company get a chance to come there even though we're not from Hamilton? Tell us. Is the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest only open to Hamilton businesses, or is it just that Hamilton businesses get first dibs?
No. We do it in Hamilton because Hamilton, we're right in the middle of everything. It's Hamilton's like the core of Southern Ontario. Like we're Burlington, Milton, Waterloo. No, she wants to attend, by all means. Again, send us some info and an email, and we can send off an application her way. Because again, you know, some people that go to Kingston, they want to see what's out there.
True.
You know,
true.
If you go to Kingston, what am I going to see there? Well, true. Now you're going to see your friend's restaurant. What's your friend's restaurant's name? Can we say that on air?
No, but okay. But true. Got it. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. That's good. And it's good to know. It's good to know as well that, you know, not only people from Hamilton, because that question comes up, right? Is it only for Hamilton businesses, right?
I get that question a lot, Julia. It was a really good point. Mm-hmm. And no, we're in the core of Hamilton, but no, we have restaurants. Last year, we had restaurants from Milton. We had restaurants from Toronto. We had restaurants. I had a restaurant from Acton.
What? Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Came out. So no, not at all. Not at all.
Very, very good. Very, very. That's excellent. That's excellent. So, you know, people, if you want to get involved in the community, you want to get involved in the business, culinary, or the brewery world or the winery world, these are the type of festivals to get involved with and stay involved with. Okay. Cause this is, you need to be involved. Period. That's just what it is. Well, Melinda, is there anything else that you want us to to talk about, or is there anything else that you, that I may have missed in my questioning that you want to highlight about either festivals or Oakport Media?
Well, no, I think you covered everything, Julia. We're just looking forward to another successful season for 2023. Mm-hmm. And the Oakport Media team is looking forward to making Hamilton Food and Drink Fest another tasteful experience.
Yeah, so guys, I love that.
Right.
Yes.
and let's raise our glass to 2023, and I'll see everybody at the festival.
Yep, exactly. And thanks again for being with us and shedding some light into the Hamilton Food and Drink Fest going on, listeners, into its 15th year in 2023. And that's listeners, right. You heard where to follow and get involved. So let's get involved and let's stay involved. Thank you, Melinda.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Get your handheld breathalyzer from notyourchild.com/driver safety or get one for a friend or a family member. And if you get it now, we will honor a free calibration for you in a year or whenever it needs to be calibrated, which will be in a year. Okay, we'll honor that for you. So as I said, your breathalyzers, they will last a long time. Long time if you take care of them and you calibrate them. And the thing is, with our breathalyzers, they will tell you when they need to be calibrated. So you just send it back and we'll do it for free for you and send it right back to you.
Somewhere down the crazy river. burn up some ghosts for me. She said there's one thing you gotta learn, is not to be afraid of it. I said, no, I like it. I like it, it's good. She said, you like it now, but you'll learn to love it later.
Song by Little Eva. I love this song. It makes me happy. Here is Little Eva with Locomotion.
Easy.
know if you are the type of person that gives blood, or if you even ever thought about giving blood, but if you have, please do us a small favor and join our Partners for Life team with blood.ca. Just head to blood.ca and look for Team Not Your Child Corp. When you join us there, every donation you make will count toward our pledge to Canadian families. Head over to blood.ca and make your appointment today under our Team Not Your Child Corp.
Time I saw you, oh, you look so fine, and I had a feeling one day you'd be mine. Honey, you came along and captured my like I need you. Nights warm and tender, lying next to you. Girl, I surrender. What more
Holly and the Wolfman Jack Show.
Hugs and kisses and your money to hell. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me
cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes from Jean-Paul Sartre. And he says, "Man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does." That comes to us from Mr. Jean-Paul Sartre.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Rate beats fast, and at last you're around. I greet you, my eyes cannot leave you. I just wanna scream.